In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Today we are aware that we are the grass and the flower. We are ones, along with the whole world around us, that wither and fade. Time goes by faster and faster. Our lives seem increasingly insignificant, and our life so small. The one thing, says the prophet Isaiah, that stands forever is the word of our God. And that word is our life. This is our last Sunday meeting here at Lutheran High School Northwest. It's been your home for the last 12 years. 12 divided by 3 means that you have heard the entire lectionary of scripture readings over 4 times. We might ask then, so what difference has it made? The scripture before us today says, that depends. We are so often tempted when we hear Jesus' memorable, famous parable of the sower to end up asking, okay, so what sort of ground am I? What sort of soil? And our choices are the hard path where the word doesn't affect us at all, the rocky ground where though we at first receive with the word with joy until that is persecution arises on account of the word and we immediately fall away. Then there are the thorns that grow up around us and choke the word. Finally, there's the good soil where the word is productive of saving faith and changed lives of holiness. I say we wrongly think that we are only one of those 4 choices. In actuality, our spiritual lives are not that simple, and we are all 4 of those at different times. Each one of us has occasionally let the word of God go in one ear and out the other, as we say, having little or no effect on us. Each one of us has to some extent experienced the joy of God's word and yet let it slip away when we discover taking God's word seriously puts us at odds with the devil, the world, our sinful flesh, the world around us. Each one of us has at times had our faith choked by the deceitfulness of riches. And each one of us has at other times received God's word with gladness, and like today's collect says, we have learned God's word by hearing it, reading it, marking it, that is making the connection, learning, and my favorite phrase, inwardly digesting it. So God's word becomes more and more an essential part of our very being. That's what it means to do. Today we thank God for his powerful creative word by which each of us had our beginnings, our physical beginning as human beings, and our spiritual beginning by God's gift of faith instilled in us through his word. Today we thank God for his sustaining word. For all of our wavering and unfaithfulness at times, God remains faithful. Faithful to his promise of our salvation. Today, we thank God for his enduring word, as this year we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. But most of all, today, we thank God for his incarnate word. Yes, our congregation, but most of all, for the incarnate Word for whom we are named, Jesus, the Son of God. It's still all about Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the second person of the Holy Trinity. All things were made through Him. Then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He has become one with us by being conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. He became man, the incarnate Word. In His human flesh and His state of humiliation, He won salvation for us and for the whole world. As He sacrificed Himself on the cross, thus taking away the sin of the world, enduring God's judgment against all of it, bringing the release of the forgiveness of our sins. Now to all who receive Him, who believe on His name, He gives the power to become the children of God. That, in a short paragraph, is the seed of God's Word, which when it is planted in the sinner's ear, mind, heart, and soul, has the power to soften the hard path, to remove the rocks of ignorance or self, to clear away the cares of the world, and to make us good soil where His gifts and His new life grows and changes us from enemies of God into His friends. It is eternal life as we live in the promise and certain hope that even death has been transformed to be but the gate of heaven in the resurrection of the last day. And so we recall in our short 12 years, we have already dispatched some of our own into God's everlasting hands. Each of us continues to hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest God's Word in order that we too will be received into God's eternal presence. Until then, He remains present with us through and in as His incarnate Word. So let us continue, even as the scenery around us changes, knowing that the sum of God's Word is truth, and every one of His just decrees endures forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.